Hey, what's going on? It's your man Big B here, IDS, recap to recap. Today, I want to come to you and I want to bring to you a re-airing of a recap show that we did a little while back. The reason why I chose to re-air this show is because over the past few weeks, once again, in my personal opinion, we have experienced another situation that has brought about a divide between men and women. And I just wanted to play this show to remind you that there are more important and pressing things out there that are a direct attack on each other than things that are so obscure and ambiguous that we can argue for days about what side of the fence you sit on. So sit back and enjoy. This show was one of the better recaps that we did. We got a lot of people wanting to know who this show was, who could do such a show, a horrible show that we recapped. But I hope you enjoy it. We'll see you in a little bit. Peace.
This episode of Recap the Recap is brought to you by The Indeep Show. Welcome to, oh my gosh, the third episode of Recap the Recap, RTR. I am Smiley and got my man Big B.
What it be, peoples?
I am like super excited to be here. Like I can't even take it. So what about you? You're excited?
I'm always excited. I'm just nervous that my voice is not going to hold up for this show because I am getting sick again.
Damn, you need some echinacea or something, some herbs.
I need something, man. You know, my job requires me to be in people's face like 24 hours a day.
True that.
So then I got my little germ monster that I have to pick up from school every day. You know, schools, you know, they should do testing. Well, not testing on the kids, but the sick ones. When they get sick,
send their ass home.
No, send their ass to Johnson & Johnson and and the Bayer plant and test drugs on them.
The what?
Bayer. The medicine.
Oh. I was thinking like of a bear. Or you're saying like the B-A-Y-E-R. I don't know why I was thinking like a little grizzly bear. Because, you know, we have like Children's Hospital and their little thing is like a bear. So I was like, oh.
Oh, fuck that.
Just send them. Well, I mean, parents shouldn't send their kids to school anyway if they're sick and they have cooties. But people do it anyway. So they're like, I ain't got no babysitter. I got to send this little bastard to school.
Salary. Hourly, nigga. Shit. What? Okay. Got to be to work.
Right?
Hi, Smiley.
Hey, Big B. Let me tell people real quick where they can find us. They can find
where can
us.
People tell people to find us.
What? They can find us on Twitter at Recap the Recap. Or if you want to send us any feedback, you can send it to recaptherecap@gmail.com. We can't make that any easier for you people. And
people that's trying to find me, you can find me in my cherry red 150. Ooh, the 150.
What?
I'm sorry. You can find me at Indeep Show B. At Indeep Show B on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hit me up there.
Yeah, we're also part of the Indeep Show crew. So you can find Indeep Show at...
Shout out to those people over there at the Indeep Show. Y'all some cool peoples.
They are with me, yo.
No doubt.
You can find Indeep Show on Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, Podbay, TuneIn Radio. And when you go to those places, you can search for Recap the Recap under In Deep Show. That's how you can find us.
Hey, no doubt. We're actually on an upcoming episode, we actually are going to be recapping the In Deep Show from those good people over there. If you guys haven't listened to that show, you really should take a moment of your time and check them out. It's real cool people, down to earth.
Mm-hmm. I heard Queenine is like super cool.
Yeah?
That's what I heard. She's like real cool.
I heard some things about her.
Yeah. All good things, I know. You were supposed to come in right there where you were like
the cricket sound effects.
No, you were. That's when you were supposed to come in and be like, "Yeah, oh my God, she's the best person I've ever met in my life. Oh my God, I don't even know what I."
Why does your voice sound like an SOS distress signal right now?
Okay. All right then. Well, you know what?
You do have a sexy voice. You know what?
Do I?
When we started this show, I said, you know, I said, "Smiley, they're gonna dig you because you have that. You have that voice." And he was like, "No, I hate my voice."
What? That's what I said.
If you guys ever hear her telephone voice, it's so much different than on the radio.
Yeah, on the telephone, I sound like a sex operator. Hello, you have reached Smiley. What can I do for you? And how can I do it?
I have $7 left on this calling card. And I just wanted to know if I...
Hang up, nigga. Hang up. You know what? What? Speaking of sex.
Don't we often?
So apparently, 1 in 200 women say they've had a virgin pregnancy. I mean, does that even make sense that they've claimed that they got pregnant, like a la the Virgin Mary?
Well, it depends on how much DC tap water you drink.
So the tap water is what?
It's highly likely.
Oh, God.
Have you been past Blue Plains lately?
Ooh.
That's the shit you're drinking.
Oh, wait, what?
There's enough semen floating around in that drink. Especially in the wintertime because it's frozen. So it gets to you.
So you just chisel that top layer off.
In the morning, when you go to the bathroom. And, especially in the wintertime. Okay, so you know how the tap water is super cold.
Right.
Oh, man, that's the best drinking water right there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I try not to totally drink out of the toilet or my faucet in the bathroom. You know, I go to the kitchen.
What's wrong with these kids now? You keep feeding them bottled water. They need to get some of these germs out here so their bodies can build up proper immune systems. You need to introduce bacteria and salmonella and botulism into their life.
Ooh.
So their bodies can learn how to fight that stuff off.
Oh my.
Right now we got kids dying of scraped knees. Because there's not enough bass attraction on hand.
What?
Neosporin.
Oh, okay.
Bass attraction. Look at the active ingredients.
Oh, okay. Bass attraction.
Shout out to my brother, Big Lee.
Okay.
Bass attraction.
Twaxin. Okay. Okay, well, back to me. So they were saying that they think because of the study that a lot of women really just didn't want to admit that they had sex, you know, because it was kind of like, oh, I'm a Christian. I want to wait till marriage we didn't have sex. It's totally immaculate conception. So, yeah, how about that?
And the sad thing about the study is the study ended right there and no one studied these women further to see what mental problems that they were actually carrying around.
You know what, really?
Instead, we gave them government jobs.
See. Go ahead. I know some cool people. I think really it was probably just the way they asked the questions. They probably didn't ask, like, did you do it? Did you fuck? Did you have sex? Did you, you know, have vaginal penetration? It was probably some scientific way they said these questions, so people were like able to skirt around it. So who cares? You did it. You got pregnant. It happens, right?
To the best of us.
To the best of us.
Supposedly.
Right. So, okay. I don't know, B, if you heard about that 16-year-old kid that suffers from what they call affluenza, which is like, I got a lot of money. My parents got a lot of money. So the shit I do, it doesn't really matter. I don't even know what I did.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's like a real thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a thing I would like to start to suffer from.
Right. Okay.
ASAP.
You know what? Had we hit that lotto, the mega ball, what mega ball, right? Mega Millions.
I think people that suffer from affluenza actually are really suffering from ass within them. Because they're just being assholes because they have money.
Exactly. So the dumb 16-year-old Ethan Couch, you know, he actually got lucky because he has affluenza, and he was sentenced to 10 years probation after killing 4 people with his truck while driving drunk. First of all, you're 16. Okay, whatever. But then you're going to go out, drive drunk, kill people, and only get 16 years probation? So he thought it was over. I'm sure his family thought it was over, but it's not over, because he's facing a lawsuit by the 5 families of the crash victims. And not only is he facing the lawsuit, but his dad's going to face the lawsuit. The dad's company is going to face the lawsuit. So I'm pretty sure, you know, they're going to get some money out of that, you know.
I'm living the privileged life.
And this kid's blood alcohol level was 0.24, which is 3 times the legal limit for an adult. Mm. I'm like, and you're only 16. Mm. I just can't wait to see how this story is going to progress. So I'm going to keep watching it. And then we're going to go to a break real quick. And then we're going to be right back with one more topic. Maybe. We'll see. Stay tuned. That we'd like to recap. First up is Black Is The Break. I really enjoy listening to The Break. The episodes that I've listened to recently was Making a Marriage Last, Part 1 and Part 2. And Black Is The Break consists of Chris and Casey. And as I tweeted KC that I listened, I had to repeat, then I played it again, then I wrote something down, then I was like, okay, nope, yeah, I gotta tweet this girl, cause, woo. So pretty much they were talking about marriage and what you can do to make it last. And they had some guests on. I can't remember what the guests' names were, but when you listen to the episode, you'll hear, I think one guy's name was John. I forgot the other two people that were on the show. But so, you know, Casey's mentioning, was talking about people that are considered serial daters. And, you know, and I believe John talked about, you know, how important a journey is when you're with somebody in a relationship. And I know it seems like I'm kind of like all over the place, but I was just so excited by this podcast and I was just taking notes. And if you could see the my page, it's just like notes everywhere. So let me get to a point where Chris said, if you aren't happy, speak up about it and say something.
And then being at least being vocal, because I appreciate that. I wanted somebody who was like, if you're not happy, if it's boring, if whatever, speak up and say something. Don't let it linger. And then 20 years down the line, you're like, oh, well, I wasn't unhappy. I'm like, well, why the fuck you ain't say shit?
I mean, that's real talk. I mean, that's not even just being in a marriage. That's even if you're just in a, you know, romantic relationship, or I know people don't like to say boyfriend or girlfriend, or that's my man and that's my, you know, or that's my boo kind of relationship. Yeah, we go together. I mean, whatever type of relationship, it's true. It's like, if there is something wrong and you're not happy, you got to say it. And if you don't say it, then that's your damn fault. You know, that's what I took from that. You know, what do you think?
I mean, definitely you should communicate and try to get resolutions to whatever may possibly be ailing you or worrying you or confusing you. But know that line where you're communicating or where you're talking at someone or interrogating someone. You know what I'm saying? It's not really that thin of a line, because I think most people know when they have gotten to it or exceeded it. So, yeah, communication is great.
Yes.
But badgering and interrogating, not so great.
But if you're badgering or interrogating, or, I mean, is that's not good. Yeah, that's not good. So then it's really kind of like not really a relationship. Or maybe it could be a relationship coming to an end.
Right. I mean, it's definitely a unhealthy or dysfunctional relationship.
Right.
You can still be in it. And then that's not to say that it can't be fixed. Just someone has to be cognizant of what they're doing.
True.
You know, so.
Okay, so here's the part where Casey is speaking and, hey girl, hey. It may be like, stop it, replay it, listen, take
recap
a note.
The recap.
Take notes. And just listen to see what she says.
Women find a man, put a lot of expectations on that man, give up dealing with any other men, and just focus on that man.
Girl, we are, I was like, girl, you better speak on it. Because I know I have been guilty of that. And I'm pretty sure a lot of women have been guilty of that. It's like you find that one guy and you focus on him, and he may not even be the guy for you, but for some reason you find that guy, you focus on him, and all the other dudes fall back. And it's like you do it maybe unintentionally, you don't think about it, but you know, according to what people say, it's like you're supposed to date and not necessarily date just one person. You know, you're supposed to go out with a few people, but for some reason, you know, a lot of times women, and I'm not going to say all women, but a lot of times women will focus on that one man, thinking, you know, yes, he is the one, or maybe excuse me, potentially maybe the one. So it's like you put all your energy and thoughts and just, you know, into him. You know what I mean? You're giving me like the side eye.
Yeah, I'm really, really giving a side eye, because I'm so, wait a minute on this one. So you're saying, well, please tell me that I'm incorrect.
Okay.
In getting out of what you're saying is mm-hmm. that. So if you're dating someone, you should be pretty much half-assing it and just sort of flim-flamming and dating around or whatever and not concentrate on someone? I mean, I didn't.
If you're dating,
uh-huh.
yes, you should be dating other people. If you are looking for a particular relationship or to be in a relationship
okay.
and monogamous,
okay.
then yes, then of course you are focusing on that one person. But I don't, in my opinion, I don't think that's what she was saying. I think she was saying that it's like, you know, you go out there, you're dating, but then for some reason you find this one guy who also too could be out there dating other people too, but then you're going to focus all your energy on this one person and then let anybody else go that may be interested in you, you know, when the guy and you haven't said, okay, we go together, you know.
Right, but I mean, I understand what you're saying, and I totally get it.
Mm-hmm.
My concern with that is if you're dating and you're seeing, let's just say for the sake of argument, five guys,
mm-hmm.
and one of those five guys emerges as, for lack of a better word, the lead dog, and he's showing you all the things that, you know, wow, I really sort of didn't expect or whatever. And next thing you know, hey, wait a minute. I think I'm really digging this guy and I might just want to date him only. Well, I want to be in a relationship with him. Now you have a shitload of cleanup work to go do to go cut off all these other situations.
But see, I think you said some key words, though. It's like, I think if he emerges and he's that guy
mm-hmm.
and you want to be in a relationship, not mm-hmm. just dating,
right.
if you want to be in a relationship with him, then yeah, all those other dudes, you're going to have to let them go and let them fall back, okay. you know? I mean, people...
I mean, I understand. I guess my whole thing was just, who wants to do that much cleanup work?
Hey, man, people do it every day, all day. Sometimes it is that, you know, you have to get out there and date and see who you like and who
right, but
you're
what,
interested in and who you're attracted to, and you have to see. It's kind of like when you well
but if just, you're if you're dating and that's fine.
Yes.
What's the problem with okay, I'm dating this young lady right now, and if I happen to meet someone in the path, I'll be like, okay, well, clearly whatever was going on with me and her, it wasn't there. It wasn't it. So why should I continue wasting my time dating this one? This person now come on the scene. Let me put my attention here. Even though we're still just dating, now I'm dating this person.
So what did you do with the person you were dating? Did you
why do I need to keep that person around if they weren't bringing anything to the table beneficial to me in my future?
So you told that person thank you, but no. I mean, I'm asking. So you said thank you, but no, thank you. I'm gonna.
Yeah, you know, I'm just you I'm know, hey, it was cool, whatever, and you just sort of move on. And I guess what I'm saying is the difference is instead of me eventually finding the right person, and now having four to five other people that I'm dating that I have to go back and say, hey, hey Jane, hey Mary Sue, hey Lynn, I'm off the market. You know, why not just clean up your mess as you go and say, hey, it was cool. Clearly something wasn't there to make it go further. I'm going to kind of, you know, focus my attentions elsewhere. But, hey, it was real cool. And who knows? Maybe I'll pass my cross again. Pound, pound. I'm out the door. Now my attention's with this person.
I think that's a very mature stance to take. I really do. But when... You know, depending on how old you are, I mean, I think it's like, it's not as cut and dry as, hey, Sue, I'm now interested in somebody else, so I'm going to keep going. You know, when it's like when you're my age, then I think that's the stance you could take. If you're interested in somebody, you do cut everybody back. But when you're younger, I think it's okay to date a few people and find out, you know, this is what I like. This is what I don't like. This is who I want to be with. This is who I don't want to be with. I think it's okay to do that.
Okay. But, and again, this is really becoming a good conversation. But especially when you're young.
Right.
This is the most likely result of doing that. because there's always going to, and you know, there's always going to be the one person that feels the dating was a little bit more than it actually was, and they're going to see you walking with old girl, and now here comes a brick to her head. Because you couldn't just clean your mess as you went along.
But see, I think that comes to being, you have to be honest with people, and I don't think people are honest.
But even honest.
I'm saying, like, you have to be like, if you're dating somebody and you're just dating, say, hey, I just want to let you know I am dating other people, and this is what I'm doing. So that way, if they do see you walking down the street with, you know,
here comes the razor blade,
you know, whatever.
Because you know you've heard of, if not seen, situations where, you know, you can go into a situation and say, hey, we're just dating. Mm-hmm. And if that other person has more feelings, or they feel within themselves, you know what, I know he said we just dating, but I know I can turn him around. I know I can win him over.
See?
And then, like I said, now you done got this girl's face all razor blade up.
See, but that, I'm sorry, that goes back to what Casey said. Women put, what did she say? Women find a man and put a lot of expectations on that man, and then they cut everybody else back.
But,
you know what I'm saying?
That's what I just said.
No, I said, yeah. I said that goes back to what she...
Cut them back. Clean up your mess as you go.
That goes back to what she said. You know, it's like you got that one guy, how you were saying you might be out with a chick, but somebody else may see you out with that chick and be like, well, what the hell? But... because that woman is like, what the hell? Because she feels like she's put a lot into you and you're out here just doing your thing. But, I mean, now granted, don't get me wrong. I know sometimes women don't listen, myself included. It's like if you tell somebody, hey, we are dating, I'm out here and I'm seeing other people, technically, they have no reason to get upset. Technically. And I'm not going to say that they still won't and it's not going to happen, but technically, they have no reason to get upset. Okay, but that's where I'm going to leave that right there. So if anybody wants to, you know, chime in on that, of course, you know, you can hit us at recaptherecap@gmail.com. But I just want to say you can reach Black Is on Twitter at Black Is Online, or you can go to their website, blackisonline.com. And once again, that's Chris and Casey, and they're married, and they've been married for a long time. I think over 10 years, I believe. And I just really, really enjoy this show, and I think they're such a cute couple. So, and I would like to talk about my next recap podcast. And this is a podcast I never actually thought I would listen to. I kept seeing the name pop up when I would go to Stitcher and look at shows. So the next show is Stuff Mom Never Told You. And this is two women, Carolyn and Kristen.
And Mama used to say.
Yeah, right. Take your time, young man. So, and like I said, I wasn't sure, but I listened to a few episodes and they actually won me over because I love that they break down the history of their topics. And they just discuss, you know, what's going on and so many different things. And they give you statistics. And so they talk about beauty parlors versus the barbershop. I mean, even serious topics like rape culture. They had like two episodes on that. So this episode that we're going to discuss is, do women apologize more than men?
I know I shouldn't be apologizing. I wonder if I should take more of the John Wayne stance, who once said, never apologize. It's a sign of weakness.
And you know what's so funny about that? Never apologize. It's a sign of weakness. Like when I was younger, I heard that and I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'm totally never going to apologize to anybody because I don't want to appear weak. And then I thought about it as I got older. I'm like, no, that's not a nice stance to take. If you're sorry about something, you know, you need to tell people you're sorry about it and not just, you know, not overdo it. You know what I mean?
You know, on that level right there, something that I read, and I can't remember exactly where, but you know how sometimes you catch a little saying that just resonates with you. And I think it was something like, you never mess up a good apology with a bad excuse. Hmm. You know, and it rings so true to my everyday, because it's like every day you hear there's it's like more and more you'll never hear an apology without a but.
True.
You know, I'm sorry, but you shouldn't have. Or I'm sorry, but if you didn't.
Or it's, I'm sorry you feel that way, but.
Right. And it's like, oh, wow.
Yeah. So the next one is how men apologize to women and how we feel once they do that apology.
Well, physiologically speaking, me apologizing to a woman might have more of a relieving or calming effect, at least according to this study from 2009 that was published in the Journal of Behavioral Medicine.
Yeah, the study found that physiologically, women respond more to apologies. Their blood pressure and heart rate variability levels return to normal more quickly if they received an apology immediately following a verbal attack, but this was not true for men.
I think that's true. I'm like, you know, we could be in a heated conversation and, you know, there, and I get an apology and I'm like, okay. And I can probably bring it down faster from 10 or from 100 to at least maybe 10. You know, if I, you know, get an apology or you can actually see where I'm coming from, you know, what B? I see you over there laughing.
You know what? we can get into such a debate about this, but and I'm not getting into a male female thing here. But a lot of times, man, when the stuff y'all got to apologize for, y'all go for the jugular off go.
What do you mean?
You know what I'm saying? Y'all are the type that would be like. Y'all are the type that would be like a dude forget to take the trash out or something. Y'all be like, you see, that's why your mother's stupid and your dick small, because your ass can't never remember to do nothing. And so your apologies are like, I don't want to hear I'm sorry after that. You really feel my dick small? You know what I'm saying? So it takes a longer time for y'all apologies to mean something, because the napalm you threw over your shoulder was much more damaging. See, we may be like, you know, we may say something like, you make me sick. You know what, baby? I'm sorry. That was wrong of me. You know, I really can't live without you. So it's easier for an apology to soothe you and get you back down from 100 to 10. But your ass should have been at 100 in the first place, saying that my mama's stupid and stuff like that.
Don't act like y'all just say something Don't. I'm about to go.
See what I'm saying?
You see what I'm saying? Say I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay, now I'm back down. Okay, thank you. But I mean, but seriously, I do agree with that. That women, we can get like, everything cool? Okay, all right. I mean, I know for me, like, I don't stay mad very long. And sometimes I guess it's like I don't get mad at things that, maybe somebody else would get mad at. Now, granted, I'm not going to say I am. Sometimes it's not on my, well, as they say, charges to my head, not to my heart. That I don't always think to apologize when,
So kind of hard to say when I'm wrong. You should be apologizing.
When I'm wrong.
That's your problem.
Sorry.
You be too busy recapping when you should be apologizing.
I'm sorry. What?
No, you could just be like, I'm sorry, and it'd be over. You'd be like, nah, see.
Okay, what happened
on January 4th.
And then 4th, she was like, in the summer of 89. And then everybody, they were saying exactly. Some stuff. And then it was like, what? And I said, what? And so pretty much you're saying, well, according to the statistics and the history that they gave, women do apologize more than men.
Why do you think that's so? Because they should.
No, that was not. See, and if you guys actually listen to this episode if you guys actually listen to this episode of Stuff Mom Never Told You, you'll hear what they mean by that and how they broke it down, because it actually makes sense, because a lot of times women will apologize for things we don't necessarily need to apologize for. We could say like, oh, you had a bad day. Your husband came in or whatever, or your significant other came in and you're like, you know, they're telling you about their day and you're like, oh, I'm so sorry you had such a bad day, hon. I'm just so sorry. I mean, why are you sorry that they had a bad day? But women apologize more than men.
Part of that speaks to, I think, my unprofessional opinion, speaks to the nurturing side of women a lot of times. Because, I'll hit situations where, just like you said, I'll be like, man, I just had the worst day ever. And I could get a response of, you know, baby, I'm so sorry I couldn't be there to have taken that away, that pain away from you, or, you know, whatever. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And it's just like that woman thing. You just be like, you know, you just imagine, you know, nestling your head into the bosom and just, I know, mommy, I know.
Come to the boo-boo.
Yeah.
To the little boo-boo.
Unfortunately, I don't get to hear shit like that.
Okay, very well then.
I get to hear why my day was fucked up because I chose to make it fucked up. And if I were to just shut the hell up and let my boss run all over me, my day wouldn't have been so bad.
Wow.
That's what I get.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, home skillet, because that nobody wants to hear that shit. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Bring your bosoms over here. Let me rub my head on.
I'll bring them after we go to break. I'll bring them to you. But anyway, so it's a really good podcast, and I definitely will be listening to more of it. And you guys should check it out too.
Well, I wish we could end this segment here. I really feel. I really feel. I wish that we could bring you nothing but great shows to listen to.
Sunshine and flowers.
Right. But unfortunately, we can't. We cannot, because there are some podcasts out there that are just straight fucked up. And, you know, I really try to watch my profanity on this show, but, you know, there's just some stuff out there that is horrible. I'm not even going to mention the name of this show. If you want to, DM me on Twitter or whatever, and I'll discuss it with you. I'll do that. But after talking to a very close friend to me that actually let me know about this show, I sort of agreed with their stance of really not putting too much of their information out there, because it's only human instinct that people are going to want to gravitate to the show and listen to hear for themselves some of what I'm about to talk about, which is in turn going to boost their ratings and in turn, you know, give them more strength and energy to spew a lot of their bullshit venom. But this show here, I'll just call it A Bunch of Jackasses. The name of the show should be We Bash Women Regularly, because some of the crap that they talk about here is just asinine. I mean, I wonder, after listening to the show, and I didn't even get through the whole thing because I think I got maybe within the first 25 minutes and was like, okay, I need to take a shower now.
Because
these dudes are... they're lowlifes. I mean, if you can't pick it up just in their voice, just in their diction, these dudes are probably weeded out lowlifes that have no chance at ever really having any real productive relationships in their life.
Oh, boy.
You know, the funny thing about their show is, you know, when you listen, and some of the clips that I'm going to play, it's like there's like five dudes and one microphone. And, like, dudes start making their comments across the room and then walk towards the mic.
Oh, gosh.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I mean, y'all show sound like some shit to begin with. But anyway, I'm not going to bash them, because the sad thing about it, no, seriously, the sad thing about it is they do have some tiny, itty-bitty points of some good points, I'll even say.
Okay.
But they are just so buried within the crap that they spew. And it's really, you know, it's really painful. Trust me, I've been told by many people that I'm hard on women. And that's fine. I'll take that. But the things that I talk about are I don't talk about all women. I talk about the situations that I've dealt with and the women that I've dealt with. You know, so if that's bashing, if me telling you something that transpired in my life, if that's bashing, then call it what you may. You know, I'm just speaking something that happened. But these dudes here paint with a broad stroke all women. So anyway, let me get into it. So the first clip I want to get into here is these dudes are discussing the fact that they don't go out. Well, first of all, they were talking about they haven't been out in a while, or I guess they recently took a trip to the Dominican Republic or something. And over in the Dominican Republic, see, American, well, I'm going to use their words, American bitches are stupid.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying? Because, see, over in the Dominican Republic, they know how to treat them. They know how to treat men over there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we call those prostitutes.
Right.
Dumbass. Yeah, they do know how to treat you because that's their job.
Right. If you paying, have...
If you paying, they staying. They're going to treat you... They're going to make you feel like a king until your pocket run out. Mm. But anyway, yeah, this is them.
I'm like, every time we go out, son, I just be like, we would not be going out if we had some beautiful wives at home. I mean, we just...
I wouldn't be going no damn where.
I mean, it's like...
Okay, so did you hear, like, my man across the room?
He said, if I would have...
Pass the blunt.
I would have...
Right. So let me let Einstein here finish his statement.
What else is there? Nothing else to do but to, I guess, go out and maybe try to meet her. but at the same time, just end up losing some more, man, losing more money and putting up with stupid ass bitches, man.
Yeah.
First of all, what in the fuck are you talking about?
These are the dudes for real that if you have daughters, I'm trying to tell you, Greg, get a hold of your daughters, because these are the dudes that are out here waiting for them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's almost like the hell with a predator. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no jail cell for these dumb niggas to keep tearing down someone's, what's the word I'm looking
self-esteem?
For? Self-esteem. You know what I'm saying? There's no prison for them. Mm. We got prisons for predators. We can catch them and lock them up. But these dudes are going to stay in your daughter's ear holes and tear them down to nothing, to where they just sitting at, you know, sitting in the house playing Xbox and smoking weed with them all day. So these ones you need to watch out for. So anyway, he goes on to further explain why you bitches are worthless to society.
Mm.
That, what the fuck, America? I mean, dude, today I seen somebody on Facebook took a picture of their driveway, female, and was like, what I needed a man for, I can shovel the driveway myself.
What, one line down driveway?
Yeah, I think it was just the two tires part. I gotta check it again. It was not a good job at all.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't.
And but still, I was like, congratulations, bitch, you just shoveled the driveway. What the fuck? I've been doing this shit since I was like 12.
Yeah. I've been shoveling driveway since I was 12, and I'm 30 now, and that's actually my employment. I wait till it snows and then I walk around the neighborhood shoveling people's driveway. Because I'm a degenerate son of a bitch that has no life. Now, keep in mind, Queenine, it's women like you. It's y'all fault that they don't have women.
Well, first of all,
I just want to let you know.
And
remember,
when does a car only have two tires? First of all, let me just start right there. I mean, what?
And you know what I got from that? Okay, so I guess what I'm assuming is he's saying that they shoveled two tracks for the tires to go down the driveway. And you know what? I'm a fucking, anybody who doesn't know, I'm a big dude. I'm a strong dude. And there's been times where, hey, I got to get to work.
Right.
So I'm going to shovel these two tire tracks and get my ass to work. And when I get home, I'll shovel the rest of this driveway.
I'm saying, you get out that.
I got to get out.
You got out that,
the point
bitch.
Is getting out the damn drive-thru. I'm drive through driveway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
See, that's the difference between that shit that they were just spewing and grown people shit. You know, sometimes it's like you have to do stuff by yourself. You don't always want to do stuff by yourself, but sometimes you have to do stuff by yourself. If you're not married or in a relationship, okay, she probably did have to shovel the driveway herself. Right. So, I mean, and let's keep it real, because even in my mom's neighborhood, like back in the day, kids used to come around and shovel, you know, your driveway, your walkway, cut grass and do all that shit. But kids are lazy as hell now, so they don't do it. So there is a lot of times that, again, if you're not married or not in a relationship, you do have to do that stuff yourself. You know, I mean, would my preference be to shovel snow? No. I would not like to do that. But if I have to do it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it in a way, okay, it may not be perfect, but did my car make it down the driveway and I was able to get on my way and go to work or go wherever I had to go? Yes, I did. Shut the hell up.
Let me point out one more point, Queen Neen. Like, that's missing the bigger picture.
Right.
She probably owned the home in which she shoveled this driveway from.
Speak on it. You know what I'm saying?
What raggedy ass...
can I get up and do a dance?
Which one of y'all mom's basement are y'all even recording this show from that you can only afford one mic between the five of y'all?
You want me to start clapping? Because I will start clapping right now.
I mean, for real, dude. This is just... Now, keep in mind, this next clip I'm going to play came at about the 20...
Shit, there's more.
20-minute mark of the show.
Where's Drew Baby when I need her? God damn it.
The 20-minute mark. So these are snippets of within 20 minutes of their hour-plus-long show. Mm. Okay? And this next clip, I need y'all to pay attention to this because he says in his first few words that women are stupid.
Oh.
But then follows it up with, but I'm not bashing.
Oh.
So clever.
Females still run around here. Oh, men ain't shit. Then jump on Facebook. Oh, you know what? I got men ain't nothing. I got to give me a nigga that don't be lying. Oh, for real? Now you want one that don't be lying.
I'll say something about that.
You know, you can't listen to females because they're stupid. Mm. Okay? And that's not bashing. Man, this is the realest shit ever. Females say that they don't want liars, but they're not attracted to the guys who just tell the truth. Number one, because the truth is not exciting. The truth is not dazzling at all. Here's the truth about me. I go to work.
That is a dumbass, dangerous game.
And I go to the gym and I play video games.
And there is your See, now, you know what? Off of that last statement, I think I'm jumping aboard his train, because you know what, women? You should want a man like that, that his whole life consists of he get up and he go fry his fries and flip his burgers and he come home and he play video games. What woman that owns her own home, shovels her own snow, takes out her own trash, raises the kids by herself, who wouldn't want a good man like that? Women, you guys are wrong. It's horrible.
I don't even know what to say.
And the saddest thing about it is, they actually had a guest that called in, and this guest thanked them as though these are like, I mean, man, I appreciate, you know, y'all words of wisdom and encouragement, and shit, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my gosh, you're putting this out there to other people.
Yeah. And you know, I take what y'all say, man, and my life, you know, since I started listening, y'all has gotten so much better. And I can see the games that these bitches out here playing and shit. And I ain't no sucker in getting taken off, because all I know, want my pocket. You know what I'm saying? And then this dude says about how his daughter is older now.
Oh, see, God damn it, you have a daughter.
I'm trying to tell y'all, people. I'm trying to tell you.
First of all, I'm like, okay, it's nothing wrong with being young. And I'm going to guess these dudes are probably early 20s. At least I hope their early 20s talking this bullshit. But I'm like, first of all, you are not, you cannot be messing with women, because women don't want to hear that bullshit. And we are grown women. We don't want to be lied to. I mean, for, oh, I'm like,
what
I'm,
human being I, wants to be lied
I'm
to?
I'm saying, I'm like, I totally like, I feel like I blacked out because I'm like, I just don't even know what the hell to say to that. Like, I'm going to have to go back and listen to, I'm going to have to recap this again, because I'm like, I feel like I blacked out on that.
Queen, I'm not even going to let you listen to that
God
bullshit again.
Damn it.
Trust me. Whatever horrible memories you got in your mind from it, go off that. I'm not going to let you listen to that.
And I'm sorry. Y'all need to do better. Do better. God damn it.
Ladies, please, man. If you don't listen to nothing else I tell you, please stop setting the bar so low for these dudes to walk over.
Please stop. Ladies, young ladies, please. Don't deal with no shit like this. You don't need it. Ooh, with that being said, we're going to have to go to break, because I'm going to have to calm down and go get myself a shot, a drink, a... I don't know what the fuck I need to do. I need to do something. We'll be right back, people. So, young ladies, if you're listening, please do not find yourself with some young, random dude like that. No, you can do better. First of all, I mean, you don't want to be with no man to call you a bitch or think you a dumb bitch at that. So, no, you can do better, okay? So, let's get into some grown people stuff right now. So, we're going to do our segment, Can I Talk My Shit? Can I talk it?
Can I talk my shit again?
Hey, guys. This is Clove, a.k.a. Vanilla, from the Chonilla podcast. And can I talk my shit? I'm going to bed pretty early tonight. It's about 9:45. And the reason I'm going to bed early tonight is because someone at work booked a morning meeting. And they probably don't know this, but my morning's kind of filled up. I got to travel about 1.5 hours in the morning to get to work. So my day is... start off pretty early as it is. And Shirley's going to bed pretty early to support me. I'm a little bit scared of the dark, so she's here to help me get some sleep. And just wanted to give a word to the wise. You know, don't be the asshole that books meetings first thing in the morning. All right, guys. Thanks for letting me get that off my chest. You can catch me at Clovisaurus. Take care.
me knows that I have a passion for imbibing. And I love, you know, talking about, like, well, alcohol. Alcohol, wine, spirits, whatever you want to call it. So I came across this article in Esquire magazine, and it was 6 ways women made whiskey what it is. So it was based on this book, Whiskey Women, The Untold Story of How Women Save Bourbon, Scotch, and Irish Whiskey by Fred Mimnick, excuse me. So he said, looking back, Bushmill, Johnny Walker, Laphroaig, and Maker's Mark would not be here today if not for the women behind these iconic brands. So it kind of broke it down with the 6 ways. So number 1 was aqua vitae, which means water of vitality. So they were saying back in the day, whiskey was linked to witchcraft, and it was also linked to uncontrollable horniness. So
that still works.
Yes, it absolutely does.
6 shots of Jameson. I'm humping everything.
Right. Okay. So they were saying, so back in the 1600s, that doctors began dismissing aqua vitae made by women, and they would put out a warning that, like, look, if you do this, it may not work out for you. You may commit adultery, okay? So they tried to say that the women that did these brews were, like, witches, because it was, like, after you took this, you know, this whiskey, you kind of turned into a demon, and you kind of got all, like, horny.
Ain't that what black people say about vodka?
No, I thought it was tequila.
Black people, like,
was it gin?
You know, I can't drink that white liquor. That make me fight.
No, brown. Black people say that about brown liquor. What?
No.
What?
Vodka is a white people's drink.
Come on now.
Trust.
So what you're saying? I drink vodka too.
Well, you are an alcohol connoisseur, and you are not closed-minded. And you understand alcohol and its effects on the human body. And you're not, okay.
Know your limit. But anyway, so number 2 was, whiskey was once an American epidural. So back in the 1700s, they were saying whiskey was the chosen remedy for coughs, colds, rashes, chills, fevers, and pretty much anything else. Like, I kind of liken it to, like, a hot toddy or maybe some Tussin. You know how black people like Tussin. Not Robitussin, but just Tussin, right? So they also said that American women back in the day used to use whiskey before they gave birth and after they gave birth, because it kind of helped to relax them,
mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, but now women, we know better. We don't drink during pregnancy. You might drink after, but you don't drink during, right?
Who you talking to?
What? I said women.
I know.
Okay. Uh-huh. I mean, well, no, I take that back. Some women I do know at least would do, like, a half a glass of wine or, like, some champagne, but I'm not going to name names. But anyway, so number 3 was, a woman put Bushmill on the map. So Ellen Jane Corrigan, she was the founder's widow, and so she pretty much took the Irish Whiskey Company International in the 1880s, and she was winning all types of awards and just doing her thing. So, look, if it wasn't for her, Bushmill, you wouldn't even know who Bushmill was. So pretty much today, the equivalent to what Ellen Jane was doing, she would be, like, considered, like, the CEO.
Okay.
Okay? So do your thing, girl. So, okay, number 4, brewers were the Martha Stewarts of their time. So there was a book back in the day in 1788 called The Lady's Complete Guide, written by Mary Cole. And she said, the housekeeper cannot be said to be complete in her business without a competent knowledge in the art of brewing. Mm. I'm like, go ahead, girl. Back in 1788, that's what she was kicking?
Right.
Sexy.
Very.
She probably had all kind of men.
She probably could roll a hell of a cigar, too.
Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Hey babe, I'm going to be home a little bit late from work today, and I'm bringing home the boss. Can you, just brew some whiskey.
Right.
Thank you, babe. Love you.
Right. Damn, that's talent. Okay, so number 5. In Prohibition, ladies ran the show, okay? So they said women bootleggers ranged from the pretty faces to the shot callers. You had women that were rich and they were financing like $100,000 worth of smuggled whiskey. Okay? So back in the day, women were outselling men 5-1 in the sales because, you know, we had to do what we had to do to make some money and just have guys recognize we were numero uno.
You know that y'all was sliding a little pint, half pint, in your garter belt and be like, you want some whiskey?
Well, sometimes you gotta use what you got to get what you want.
You got a razor stubble tobacco spitting dude over here talking about, yo, I got that shit.
Yo.
Right.
You know some of this. Yeah. You're like,
I'm actually good with Shawty over here.
Right. Well, hey, again, use what you got to get what you want. All right, so number six, thanks to women, we drink beer, forerunner to whiskey. So the first evidence of women making beer is found around 4000 BC. Many anthropologists believe women cultivated barley for beer, not for bread. That's what I'm talking about, ladies. See, and this is exactly why I am trying to get in the game, because use what you got to get what you want. Women are doing it for themselves, and I love it. So I'm totally going to get this book and read more about it. And I think you should, too. And we are going to read a little bit of some feedback, which I'm so super excited. I'm like, hey, we have feedback already. Yay. Yay us. So our first feedback comes from... Well, I'm going to read you the letter first, and then I'll tell you who it comes from. So the subject is Love This Show. Big B and Smiley, I cannot tell you how much I love this show. Your music intro is the business. Thank you for highlighting podcasts, and I have actually added some of them to my regular rotation. That discussion last week from the Speaking of Sex podcast was crazy good. Remember that, B? Anal play in straight men is just a very taboo subject, and Big B verified that fact clearly and comically. Lastly, I am loving Can I Talk My Shit? Not only are you using one of my favorite songs as the intro, but the concept is just brilliant. I wouldn't mind hearing an entire episode of folks just talking their shit and having the two of you respond. I also appreciate that you are letting other voices besides fellow podcasters participate. That being said, when you gonna let me talk my shit? You listen to Ladies Launch, you know I got shit to say. Get at it, sister. Support your own. Kai Love. Girl, you know we support you, and we definitely have to have you on to talk your shit, because I know you can talk your shit.
Miss Kai Love. Kai be talking some shit on that show. I be having the dudes loopy.
Okay.
Everybody be like, yo, you be hearing her voice.
Loopy. Loopy. All right.
You hear her voice, man? Oh my God, I wonder what she look like. Some of them dudes be saying.
Is that what they say?
That's what they say.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know where to find the Ladies Launch under the Black Astronauts umbrella. Okay? So the next email is kudos. I love the show. The candid conversation is awesome, and the clips and reviews of other shows let me know what's going on out there in podcast land. Keep up the great work, guys. Signed, Fran J. Well, thanks, Fran J. We really appreciate that feedback, and it just makes it like we're just so excited to do this show, you know, because I mean, just folks giving us so much love, you know. And we just, I don't know. I mean, I'm like, I'm just so, I don't know. I guess I could say tickled, because I don't even know. I can't even articulate how excited I am, because one, my co-host is crazy. So that makes it super fun coming in here. And
oh my God.
I can't even take it.
When are we going to do a video of this show?
Yeah, no, we don't. We never need to do a video of this show, because the facial expressions between B and I are just not, are the worst. Oh, shit. And I don't even know if you'd want to listen if you could see what we were doing while we were taping this show. Because you would be like, okay, really? Is that, that's how he feels about anal play? Okay.
For real? For real? Okay.
For realsies.
But a podcast talking about severing nipples or something.
Oh, okay. All right then. Well, I want to thank you guys for listening to the third episode of Recap the Recap. And let me just remind you where you can find us. Find us under the In Deep Show umbrella on Stitcher, podbay.fm, Podbean. Oh, there, wait, hey, there's that music I like so much. Yeah, so just listen up. You can find us, Recap the Recap. Hit us on Twitter at recaptherecap@gmail.com. And if you want to send us an email, recaptherecap. Oh, wait, didn't I just say that? Just hit us. You can find us. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. I'm tired. You tired?
I'm done. At ND Show B is where you can find me on Twitter. And all that good shit.
Yeah.
Shouts out to everybody who listens. Shouts out for all the feedback. Support your own.
Shouts out. Hey, tonight I was drinking Flying Dog Secret Stash.
Stella. Got me through. And water.
Ooh.
And one Quaalude.
DC tap water.